Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Just by the virtue of its title, it's easy to figure out that Milwaukee Magazine focuses on the city we call home. But even with that as their monthly thrust, the October issue seems to delve especially closely into the soul of Milwaukee.
That is especially appropriate this month as the magazine set out to explore the 50 reasons we all love Milwaukee. Associate Editor Claire Hannon is with us in the studio to talk about what made the list. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back.
This is the annual Things to Love About Milwaukee issue, but we were chatting before this started, and even in the articles that are not part of the Things to Love About Milwaukee, this is a pretty Milwaukee-centric issue of Milwaukee Magazine.
Yes, and that was a little kind of just how it panned out, slightly unintentional. We've got the demise of bowling, which I guess you probably would not love that about Milwaukee, but
it gets to the heart of Milwaukee's
culture,
you know, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there are still thousands of people who do love it and play it all the time. We've also had all of us do a mustard taste test. So she got some Milwaukee-made pretzels, like big soft pretzels, and we tried a bunch of different mustards, which taste wildly different.
And this was something I noticed when I moved here, that Milwaukee is a mustard kind of place.
Well, Wisconsin has its own mustard museum. So, yes, we are very big mustard and pretzel people. So, anyways, it all ended up kind of working together. And it's nice to have that all in one issue sometimes.
Now remind folks, what's different about the Best of Milwaukee issue from this, the Reasons to Love Milwaukee issue?
When we were doing best of, we would be calling things, you know, the best of the year. And sometimes that was a happening. Sometimes it was a person. Sometimes it was, it was always random is what was the same from every year.
Sometimes I feel like these interviews are random.
Yeah. But sometimes they were also backhanded. So we'd be – I don't know if things were really the best. But anyways – we refocused it, and we're calling it Reasons to Love, which is a little more straightforward. And all we're saying is, hey, we think this is a good thing about this city that happened this year or that came to light this year.
Now, a lot of this year's Reasons to Love Milwaukee seem to have to do with specific people or specific issues, and a lot of them seem to revolve around social justice.
Yeah, again, unintentional. We just kind of came up with, you know, oh, we got to write about this person and this person. And, you know, like the Greater Together group, that's a really important thing and it's a good thing.
Right. And the Greater Together group gets at some things that are really not so good in Milwaukee and looks at ways to make them better.
Certainly not. Racial inequality, economic inequality, that's what they're trying to solve. And I don't know if there's anyone who would think that's a bad thing.
Let's talk about some of the other people that you highlight. They're not all social justice. I don't know that that's what we would – I mean, you know, there's some sustainability to what Madame Chino does.
Yeah. And she's been around for a while, but she is continually reinventing what she's doing. And
so who is she for people that aren't familiar with her?
Well, so Vanessa is a clothing designer, but she uses all recycled like t-shirt garments, and she repurposes them into some pretty cute designs. She's recently getting into making her own patterns on fabric, which you buy by the roll, of course, to create your own. But she doesn't have waste, and she uses it all really efficiently. And she's been doing that for so long without really losing her focus that it's just something I was always impressed by when I cover the fashion and design scene.
This is a horrible thing to say, but there are some women who don't want to have a waist. She doesn't want to have waist. Sorry.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Thank you very much.
We also had the Milwaukee Police Department's police brass band. And the photo we have of them is my favorite in the feature. It's like a triptych kind of. But they've been around for quite some time, in addition to the Postal Service band. Which is not an issue, but fun fact we learned.
I did not know there was a Postal Service band here.
And they've been around for something like 100 years.
They deserve their own article.
It's a very long time. But it's these groups of like police-affiliated people. They're not all employees or former employees. But we just thought it was cool that they've been, pardon the pun, beating that drum for so long.
Hey, if I can make bad puns, you can make bad puns. So, you know, when you look through this article, especially if you do as many interviews with folks at Milwaukee Magazine as I do, some jump out because we have talked about them before. And I gather this was something that was on Howie Magner's radar screen, the SAVE team, which gets labeled as the Junior John Gerdas, which is a great headline.
I will take full credit for that because that was me. But
remind us who the SAVE team is.
Yeah, they're this group of high schoolers. I believe they're all at Arrowhead. And I think they started earlier than high school.
Right. They started when they were in middle school at Heartland's Swallow School.
Right. And they interview World War II vets and really just try to capture their stories. And they make recordings of them. And then even some museums and libraries have utilized these interviews, but the kids' whole goal is to preserve these memories because we will not always have them.
There are a number of people that you feature who have themselves been featured on this show before. One of them is Catherine Wilson, who heads up the Zeidler Center for Public Discussion.
Yeah, the whole center and with Catherine at the helm really works to start the discussion about the really tricky things. The arena deal, race, other areas of inequality, and not in a way that is like oppositional.
It's about dialogue.
It's about opening the lines of dialogue.
The channels of communication, if you will.
Right.
Let's talk about a couple of other. We're going kind of into the random business here, but there is a reference to biking or running over the Hone Bridge, which I think will surprise people because there was an effort to get a bike lane on the Hone Bridge as part of its rehabilitation, and that failed.
Yeah, and that's why we thought it was interesting that you can in fact do it only twice a year. Which I had to call the DOT and ask, now are you sure it is for only these two events? But indeed you can. And as everyone knows, especially media people, that's the best view in town of the skyline is from that Hone Bridge. So you can go. You just got to plan ahead.
Although I would think a close second is the view from, I think it's Brewers Hill, is a pretty amazing view of the skyline as well.
Yep. But I mean,
and you can bike there whenever you want.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there are tons of really good views, but the Hone is a good one.
All right. Before we go, we can't depart without referencing the Welcome to Cleveland guy. And maybe not everybody knows this, especially if you haven't flown into Milwaukee recently.
Yeah. So he lives on the south side, and he's got Welcome to Cleveland painted on his roof. It's been up there for quite some time, but in the last year, some national news sources picked up on it again and were, declaring his awesomeness all over again. We, of course, knew this. Any good Milwaukeean knows this. But, we thought, why not give him kudos again? It's still as hilarious as it was when he first did it. So that's the perfect reason to love Milwaukee personality, I'd say.
Well, Claire Hannon of Cleveland Magazine, Milwaukee Magazine, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Claire Hannon is Associate Editor for Arts and Culture at Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine's October issue, featuring the reasons to love Milwaukee, is on newsstands now.